CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 22nd of December, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB is looking for a new lecture coordinator. YOTA months draws to a close, but is still busy on the air. The first RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2025 focuses on GB2RS. The RSGB facilitates just over 60 lectures each year in a mixture of in-person, hybrid, and remote formats. 50 of these are at the RSGB convention, and 11 are delivered through the live-streamed Tonight at 8 webinar program of events. This set of presentations aims to cover a wide mix of amateur radio-related subjects across all depths of amateur radio experience and knowledge. They are watched and admired by RSGB members and non-members across the world. The RSGB Lecture Coordinator is part of the Tonight at 8 and convention team. Its recent lecture coordinator, Keith Hoskiss, G0FEA, has stepped back to focus on his professional commitments, so the RSGB is looking for someone new for this volunteer role. The right person will be proactive and collaborative, bringing ideas for presentations that educate and inspire radio amateurs to try something new, learn more about interesting topics, and expand their knowledge of amateur radio. They will lead the invitation and scheduling process for Tonight at 8 webinars and will contribute to the decisions about convention presentations. They will also be the main contact with convention presenters, inviting them to speak, updating the speaker project plan, and helping to create a balanced program. Reporting to the convention chair, the lecture coordinator would be a member of the RSGB convention team, but would not be required to take responsibility for organising and managing other aspects of the event. If you are interested in the role, or would like to find out more, please contact the RSGB general manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via golfmike.deltaechopapatango at rsgb.org.uk. Youngsters on the Air Month is nearly at a close. It's been filled with some brilliant activity from young people using special call sign GB24YOTA. Thank you to everyone who has been involved, from supervising young amateurs to making contact with them on the air. Before the year ends, we still have some activity using GB24YOTA, so please continue to listen out. Tomorrow, Monday the 23rd of December, Hillston Radio Society will be back on the air as it hosts the call sign for the final time this month. On Sunday the 29th of December, Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club in Northern Ireland will be operating GB24YOTA, followed by Marlborough Scouts on Monday the 30th of December. If you've been involved with Youngsters on the Air Month and would like your activity to be in a special RADCOM feature, email your photos and a short report to Charlie Oscar Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible. The first RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2025 will be live on Monday the 6th of January. The presentation is all about the RSGB's GB2RS news service, which will be celebrating its 70th anniversary next year. A team of people will contribute to the live presentation and will give you a behind-the-scenes insight into how the script is compiled, as well as a newsreader's perspective of the weekly broadcast. They'll share details of the plans being put in place for the anniversary and explain how you can get involved. The team will also consider GB2RS in the modern media environment and how new technologies and amateur radio are being embraced. Find out more about this fascinating discussion and the presenters by going to rsgb.org/webinars. Watch the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. The RSGB will be releasing 4 new presentations from its 2024 convention over the festive season. If you'd like to be the first to hear about new releases as soon as they are available, go to youtube.com/the RSGB and subscribe to receive notifications. The RSGB YouTube channel has hundreds of other videos and webinars to enjoy, as well as numerous playlists on amateur radio construction, useful practical stills, technical topics, and much more. Let the Society know you enjoy the content by pressing the like button when you watch a video. Don't forget that the RSGB's headquarters will be closed for Christmas and New Year from 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the 24th of December, until 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of January, 2025. The RSGB National Radio Centre will also be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. On New Year's Eve, the NRC will close at 2 p.m. and it will also be closed for essential maintenance work on Thursday, the 2nd of January. Outside of these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Sweden's Alexanderson Alternator Station, SAQ, has scheduled a transmission to send out a traditional Christmas message to the world. The Centrial 200 kilowatt transmitter will start up and begin tuning at 0730 UTC on Tuesday, the 24th of December, using CW on 17.2 kilohertz. Transmission of the Christmas message will take place at 0800 UTC. The event will be live streamed from 0725 UTC via the Alexanderson site's YouTube channel. Further details about the event, including test transmissions and QSL reports, can be found by going to alexander.nnovember.sierraecho. Please note, there will be no GB2RS news broadcast on Sunday the 29th of December this year, but many newsers, including me, will be holding informal nets in their usual broadcasting slots. And now for details of rallies and events. The Sparkford Radio Rally is taking place on Sunday the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil. Doors are open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and from 9:30 a.m. to the public. Admission is £2, refreshments and free parking will be available. For more information, contact Luke on 07870 168 197 or email mike3victorhotelvictor@hotmail.co.uk. Looking ahead to events coming up next year, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road in Market Raisin. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Hot refreshments and ample free car parking will be available. The cost for a table is £10. To book, please contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, on 07777 699 069, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Now the special event news. In celebration of the 70th anniversary of the GB2RS news service, special call sign GB70RS will be on the air from the 1st of January. Listen out for operations on all modes and all bands, QSL via the Bureau, EQSL or Logbook of the World. For more information, please visit the GB70RS page at qrz.com. Denby Dale Amateur Radio Society will be celebrating the new year with a series of special event station call signs, all ending in Hotel November Yankee, which stands for Happy New Year. Members will be active on all HF and VHF bands using SSB, CW, FM and data modes. You can find full details of active call signs on the GB0HNY page at qrz.com. A number of special event stations will be active between the 1st and the 3rd of January 2025 to celebrate KW Electronics, a former UK manufacturer of amateur radio equipment. The active call signs will include GB4KW, GB8KW, GB0KW, GB1KW, GB5KW, GB2KW and GB6KW. More details are available via qrz.com. Special call sign Golf Bravo Zero India Romeo November will be active in January to celebrate the anniversary of the International Radio Network. The International Radio Network is active on various platforms and its mission is to promote amateur radio to those interested in radio communications. Find out more by visiting IndiaMike.radio. Terry GM3WUX will be using special call sign Golf Bravo 200 Lima Bravo from the 4th of January until the 31st of January. The LB in the call sign stands for Louis Braille. The station will be operating to celebrate the bicentenary of the invention of the Braille code. The 4th of January is Louis Braille's birthday. Activity will be mainly on CW, QSL via M0OXO. Further details are available via qrz.com. Now the DX news. A Danish DX expedition is operational as Tango Oscar Zero Juliet from French Guiana until the 31st of December. The group will be active on the 80 to 10 meter bands using CW, SSB, but mainly FT8, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or EQSL. The Juliet 75 kilo team is active in Dominica from the 26th of December this year until the 4th of January next year. The IOTA reference is NA101. They will be operating on the 160 to 6 meter bands using SSB, CW and FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to IV3JVJ. Brian, GW4DVB, will be operating from St. Kitts as Victor 4, slash Golf 4 Delta Victor Bravo, from the 31st of December to the 6th of January. The station will be active using multiple modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL direct to Brian. More information is available on qrz.com. Members of the Rebel DX group will be active as 5 November 9 Delta Tango Golf from Abuja in Nigeria during January. They will operate on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, FT8, possibly SSB, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf for Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the contest news. The UK 6-meter group Winter Marathon started at 0 hours UTC on Sunday the 1st of December and ends at 23:59 UTC on Friday the 31st of January. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report and locator. On Thursday, the 26th, the DARC Christmas Contest runs from 0830 UTC to 1059 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. German stations also send their DOK number. On Friday the 27th, the RSGB 50 MHz Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 28th, the RSGB 70 MHz Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. The Stu Perry Top Band Challenge starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 28th and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 29th. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. On Sunday the 29th, the RSGB 144 MHz Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday the 30th, the RSGB 432 MHz Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 77 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 1st of January 2025, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 1st, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 1st of January, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band. The exchange is your 6-character locator. The ARRL Roundup contest starts at 1800 UTC on Saturday the 4th of January and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 5th of January. Using data modes on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. American stations will send their state and Canadian stations will send their province. The European CW 160-meter party runs from 2000 UTC to 2300 UTC on Saturday the 4th and from 0400 UTC to 0700 UTC on Sunday the 5th of January. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange for club members is signal report, name, club and membership number. For non-members, the exchange's report and name. On Saturday the 4th of January, the RSGB 80 and 40 metre CW Affiliated Societies contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC. Using CW on the 80 and 40 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday the 19th of December, 2024. The last week was a little more disturbed than usual, and we had a KP index that hit 5.33. An advanced solar wind stream contributed to active geomagnetic conditions and an interplanetary shockwave that swept past the Earth at 0519 UTC on the 17th of December, caused minor G1 geomagnetic storming. A far-sided halo coronal mass ejection event occurred later on the 17th of December at 1600 UTC, although this was not directed towards Earth. This shows that the Sun is still very active, and we should not be surprised if we experience more solar flares and CMEs. The solar flux index stayed in the 160s and 170s, and we should keep an eye on active region 3927, which is currently turning to be Earth-facing and has already been the source of some C-class solar flares. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may rise slightly to be in the 180s. The largest KP index forecast is 2, which probably means that NOAA is unsure about what will actually happen. We're pleased to report that OF9X is once again on the air from the land of Santa Claus in Lapland. Up to 16 operators will operate Santa Radio on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CWSSB RTTY FT4 and FT8. They've already been spotted on the 30 and 20 meter bands using CW and on the 12 and 17 meter bands using RTTY. So there's plenty of scope to work them. According to prediction program PROPY, PARS to Lapland should be open on 14 MHz from 0800 UTC to 1800 UTC. On 28 MHz, expect them to be open from 0930 to 1500 UTC. The 80 and 40 meter bands should be mainly open during the hours of darkness. As always, across the Christmas period, we recommend that you use solarham.com and propquest.co.uk for real-time updates on the solar and ionospheric conditions. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week ended in a colder, unsettled period of weather with strong northwesterly winds and spells of rain or showers. The air is sufficiently cold that some snow is possible over northern hills. This is potentially good news for rain or snow scatter, especially off fast-moving showers down the coastal fringes of the UK. Although the nearest high remains near to the Azores to begin with, it slowly migrates east to France and by Christmas to Central Europe. This will bring high pressure and possible troppo into Santa's list from Christmas Eve onwards. Look for patches of misty low cloud or fog for the best conditions. As usual, check for other modes. Meteor scatter and aurora are both worth consideration, and this is a prime time for out-of-season sporadicae between now and about mid-January. One of the helpful aspects of looking for winter sporadicae is that quite often the jet streams are significantly stronger than in the more traditional summer sporadicae season. Jet streams are a good source of turbulence that can eventually propagate up to the E region to make sporadicae propagation. Jet streams are shown on upper air charts and can be a good geographical guide to sporadicae prospects in the summer and should therefore be similarly consulted for these winter events. In this case, they tell us that the first half of the coming week up to Christmas Day is well set up with a northerly jet stream over Central Europe and, more importantly, crossing the Alps. So a second mode goes on to Santa's list. Check the VHF clusters sporadic eDRAS at propquest.co.uk for early signs of activity, particularly for paths to the southeast into Italy and the Balkans. The moon started this weekend with positive declination but goes negative late today. Path losses are at their highest due to apogee on Christmas Eve. 144 MHz sky noise is high until Wednesday, including near eclipse conditions all day on Monday. That's it for this year. How about making a New Year's resolution to try a new mode? Maybe use SSB or CW on VHF now and again, and put out lots of CQ calls in 2025. And that's all from the propagation team this week. There is insufficient time for local news. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. rstrs.org. The full schedule of GBTRS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until the 5th of January, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.